نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد برادران الإسلام وخواتين الإسلام
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutation on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muftisab started by saying our respected brothers and sisters in Islam.
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ہم سب کے خالق ہیں مالک ہیں رب ہیں
اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی از اور رب اور کریٹر اینڈ اور سسٹینر
اس لیے اللہ تبارک و تعالی کے ہم پر حق ہے
دس از وائی اللہ ہیز ہز رائٹ اپان اس
جتنا تعلق کسی کا ہوتا ہے اتنا زیادہ حق ہوتا ہے
دا مور یو ہیو اے اسٹرانگر ریلیشن شپ ود اے پرسن دیٹ مچ دیٹ پرسن ہیز رائٹس اپان یو
جیسے ہماری اولاد کے ساتھ ہمارا تعلق ہے تو اولاد پر ہمارا حق ہے
The way we have relationship with our children, that's why we have our rights upon our children.
ایسے ہی ماں باپ کے ذمے اولاد کا حق ہے
Similarly, then there is rights of children on the parents.
تعلق کی نوعیت کے اعتبار سے
Because of the relationship of the children to the parents.
تعلق کی نوعیت کا مطلب ہے the kind of Religion.
Yeah, the type of relation they have between the two, they each one have rights upon each other.
میاں بیوی کے درمیان میں تعلق ہوتا ہے تو حقوق وابستہ ہوتے ہیں
The relationship there is between husband and wife, so similarly they have specific rights between them.
ایک مسلمان کا دوسرے مسلمان سے تعلق ہے اسلام میں اس کے حق بنائے ہیں
So the relation between a Muslim with another Muslim, Allah Ta'ala through Islam has specified certain rights for them.
انسانیت میں آدمی کا تعلق ہے تو انسانی تعلق ہوتا ہے چاہے وہ مسلمان ہو یا نہ ہو
And similarly, a human to another human being, whether they are Muslim or not Muslim, there are specific rights upon each other.
حیوانیت میں جاندار ہونے میں آدمی کا تعلق ہوتا ہے تو جانداروں کا بھی حق ہوتا ہے
So similarly, the animals, just because they have life, Allah has given them life, and you have life, both of you have life, so there are specific rights between the two who has lives.
ایک مرتبہ ہم اپنے شیخ کے ساتھ میں نماز پڑھ کے واپس ہو رہے تھے
Once he prayed salah with his sheikh and they were returning back for the teacher.
تو راستے میں ایک چوہا پڑا ہوا تھا مرا ہوا انڈیا کی بات بول رہا ہوں میں آپ سے
So they spotted a dead mouse on their path. This is talking about in India. So the teacher and him, they spotted a mouse, dead mouse.
تو ہمارے ساتھیوں میں سے ایک ساتھی جو ہے آگے بڑھ کے جلدی سے انہوں نے پیر سے اس چوہے کو جوتے سے ادھر ڈھکیل دیا
So one of the companions they had in their group went forward and he removed the mouse by kicking it with his foot.
ہمارے شیخ اس پر ناراض ہو گئے
The sheikh who was their teacher, looking at his action, he got upset.
اور کہنے لگے جاندار ہونے میں آپ اور وہ دونوں شریک ہیں
So the sheikh told the person who kicked the mouse with his foot, both of you are living, so you both have equal right. You are equal in life, both of you.
اس کی وجہ سے اس کی رعایت کا تقاضا اس کا اکرام ہوتا ہے
So in order to keep that in your mind, it has a right upon you.
اس کی وجہ سے اگر آپ کو یہ چاہیے تھا کہ اگر اس کو ہٹانا تھا تو آپ کسی چیز کو لے کر اس سے آپ کے ہاتھ لگانے کی ضرورت نہیں تھی لیکن عزت کے ساتھ اس کو ایک جگہ سے دوسری جگہ کرنا تھا آپ کو لات مارنے کا کوئی حق نہیں تھا
So you didn't have to pick up this mouse with your hand. You could have used any other alternative way in order to remove that mouse from that way. You didn't have to kick that mouse.
یہ چل ہی نہیں رہا ہے
Actually, speaker نہیں ہے speaker صرف ladies میں
تو اس کا آواز آ رہی نہیں آ رہی
انشاءاللہ
اب آئے तो पूरा मुंह लगाना पड़ेगा।
हमारा स्पीकर भी वो हमने बिल्कुल बढ़ाया हुआ उधर से।
अच्छा चलो ठीक है, नहीं कोई बात नहीं। जैसे ताल्लुक होता है वैसे हुकूक होते हैं।
सो द टाइप ऑफ रिलेशनशिप यू हैव दैट्स द वे यू हैव राइट्स अपॉन ईच अदर।
हुजूर अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के साथ हमारा ताल्लुक है।
We have specific relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Uski wajah se unke huquq waise hain.
That's why we have those kind of rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us.
Baitullah ke sath taluq hota hai, uski wajah se huquq hain.
So we have relationship with Baitullah, so Baitullah has rights upon us.
Masjid ke sath hamare taluq hote hain, to masjid ke huquq hote hain.
So we have relationship with the masjid, so the masjid has rights upon us.
Allah ke kalam ke sath taluq hota hai, to uske huquq hum par hain.
We have a relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa Quran, so the Quran has its rights upon us.
अब ये देखना होता है कि किसके साथ ताल्लुक की नौयत कैसी है, उसके एतबार से हक का मियार मुकर्रर होता है।
So we have to look at this, that what type of relationship a person has and what are the type of rights, this is where the Sharia comes.
हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पूरी कायनात के वजूद में आने का सबब और जरिया है।
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the means for the whole universe to come into being.
आप अंदाजा फरमाइए कि उस एतबार से आपका हक है इंसानियत पर।
So because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the means of the entire universe being coming into being, so because of that reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has rights over all universe also, over everyone.
हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को अल्लाह ने बाब रहमत बनाया है। वमा अरसलनाका इल्ला रहमतन लिल आलमीन। अल्लाह की रहमत आएगी हुजूर ही के रास्ते।
रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इज मेड द डोर ऑफ रहमत मर्सी। दैट अल्लाह सुभान मिशन कुरान दैट आई हैव सेंट यू ओनली एज अ मर्सी फॉर मैनकाइंड, सो द मर्सीज कम बिकॉज ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।
और ये हुजूर के आने के बाद की कहानी नहीं है, कायनात बनने के वक्त से है।
He said, this is not because he was not made a mercy after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. Actually, before when the universe was made, from that point he is the means of mercy.
इसी वजह से सूफिया के पास हुजूर अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इस मजहरे अव्वल कहलाते हैं।
This is why, according to Sufia, saints, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is considered as the first mazhar.
ظاہر ہونے والا اللہ پاک کی رحمت کے ظاہر
This is the, یعنی he is the first person that because of which Allah تعالی shows the mercy.
اسی وجہ سے جتنے انبیاء علیہ السلام کو اللہ نے پچھلے نبیوں کو کمالات عطا فرمائے وہ حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے کمالات کا ہی فیض شمار ہوتا ہے.
So all the انبیاء that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the انبیاء they had specific qualities. Those qualities that those anbiya had, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one that Allah Taala made him complete with all those qualities.
Us aitbaar se sari insaniyat par Allah Pak Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka kitna haq hai aap andaaza kar sakte hain.
So we have to understand what is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon all the creation.
Isiliye Quran Pak mein Haq Taala shaan farmaya ki an-nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. अवला बमाना अहक है, नबी ज्यादा हक रखते हैं ईमान वालों पर खुद उनकी जान से।
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran that the prophet has more right upon a person more than his own self. He has more right, Nabi of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has more right upon a person than even his own self.
इसे अंदाजा लगाइए कि कितना बड़ा वजन है इंसानियत पर हुजूर का।
So look at this, what is the weight of the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon humankind?
इसीलिए हुजूर अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने ये कंडीशन लगाई है कि जब तक तुम्हारे से, तुम्हारी अपनी जान से, तुम्हारी अपने बच्चों से, तुम्हारे अपने माँ बाप से मैं ज्यादा तुम्हें पसंद न हो जाऊं, तुम्हारे अंदर ईमान नहीं आएगा।
That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified in one of the narrations, that until and unless my love is more in you than your own self, than your mother, than your father, than your children, you cannot have iman into you.
Mashhoor hadith hum sunte rehte hain, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min ahlihi wa waladihi wan nas ajma'in.
Yani you have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than any human being.
Ab mere dosto, Allah tabaraka wa taala ke sath hamara taluq kaisa hai wo pehchano.
Now we have to understand what is our relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should recognize that also. Because by knowing that right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the way we will have, that's the amount that Allah has right upon us.
Allah humare khalif hai.
Allah is our creator.
Khalif ka kya matlab hai?
What is the meaning of khalif?
Ye samajhna itna aasan nahi hai.
This is not that easy to understand.
Bahut dimag chahiye.
This is, need a lot of brain for that.
Aur samajh salahiyat chahiye.
And to understand, you need some capacity.
क्योंकि बोलने में खालिक बहुत आसान लफ्ज है लेकिन मफहूम में आसान नहीं है.
Saying Allah is Khalik, creator, it's easy, but understanding it's difficult.
क्योंकि खल्क जो है वो फैक्ट्री में बनने वाले मटेरियल को नहीं बोलते.
Creation, creating something does not mean that you create something in a factory.
क्योंकि फैक्ट्री के अंदर तो मटेरियल होता है.
Because in the factory there is raw material to make something.
उसको आगे पीछे करके आप कुछ डिजाइन कर लेते हैं.
By you manipulating that material, raw material you have, you make something.
इसका नाम खल्क नहीं होता.
You cannot call that this is khalq, this is creation.
जिसके पास wood की factory है उसको नहीं कह सकते कि ये wood का खालिक है.
If a person has a wood factory, you cannot say he is the creator of wood.
किसी के पास प्लास्टिक की फैक्ट्री है तो ये नहीं कह सकते कि साहब ये बकेटों का खालिक है, बर्तनों का खालिक है.
If a person has a factory of plastic, you can't say he is the creator of buckets and cups.
उसका नाम खल्क नहीं है.
You can't say, you cannot call that creation.
इसी वजह से जगह जगह कुरान पाक में अल्लाह के खालिक होने को समझाया गया है.
This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many places in Quran He has shown that He is the creator, He is Khaliq.
Jis cheez ka Allah ta'ala khalq karte hain wo cheez hoti hi nahi.
Subhanallah. When Allah ta'ala wants to bring something into being, make something, create something, actually there is no existence of that before.
Uska koi material nahi hota.
There is no raw material of that.
क्योंकि हम उसको उसके आगे जाकर समझने की सलाहियत नहीं रखते, इसलिए दिमाग यहाँ के डेड हो जाता है.
Because we don't have the ability to understand that far, that's why our mind just shuts at certain level.
मगर अल्लाह का जिक्र कसरत से करने से, अहलुल्लाह की सोहबत उठाने से, नफ्स के अंदर थोड़ी लताफत और बारीकी पैदा करने से, अल्लाह से ताल्लुक बनाने से समझ में आता है.
Now a person who makes a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and controlling his nafs and he puts in a little bit difficulties, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being in the company of righteous people, elders, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him some capacity.
उससे खल्क का मफहूम समझ में आने लगता है.
Then Allah will give him the understanding of creation.
पूरी कायनात के अल्लाह खालिक है.
Allah is the creator of the entire creation.
और कोई भी चीज नहीं थी.
There was nothing before.
ना उसका कोई material था.
And there was no material of all these things.
अंदाजा फरमाइए कितने बड़े अल्लाह पाक.
How great Allah is.
हमारे इस्लामी फलसफे में और साइंस के फलसफे में जो डिफरेंस बिगिन होता है, शुरू होता है, वो यहीं से होता है.
The difference between Islam and the worldly knowledge or the philosophy in science is that this is where it begins, the difference between the two in the creation.
हमारे पास ये है कि अल्लाह अकेले थे और कुछ भी नहीं था.
We believe Allah was one and there was nothing.
قال الله ولم يكن معه شيء.
Allah was there and there was nothing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ये अहले मादा ये कहते हैं कि अल्लाह भी था और उसके साथ raw material भी था.
People who believe in the science, they say Allah was there and also He had the raw material also.
उसमें एक धमाका हुआ, उससे ये सब पैदा हुआ.
Then what happened? There was a big bang and all these things came into being.
इतना systematic, इतना आलीशान, इतना बेहतर नज़्म के साथ में दुनिया का धमाके से वजूद में आ जाना, बताओ कितना अजीब धमाका है.
Say, Subhanallah, look at the system, Allah, this galaxy, the Milky Way, the whole system that is there, how a strange of a blast was that everything was so perfect right now.
एक साहब ने लिखा है कि ये बिल्कुल ऐसी बात हो गई जैसे बंदर को कंप्यूटर पर बिठा के धबा धब मारने लगा दिए और शेक्सपियर का ड्रामा तैयार हो गया.
It is like, a person who give an example, it's like putting a monkey in front of a computer and this monkey, starts, pressing the keys, the keyboard, and then suddenly he is able to type a drama of Shakespeare.
مگر اس کے باوجود بھی وہ دھماکہ ہو کے جو بھی ہوا نہیں ہوا, لیکن وہ اس کے قائل ہیں کہ اللہ کے ساتھ کچھ بھی کچھ اور بھی تھا.
See, whether the Big Bang took place, did not take place, they believe that with Allah there was raw material.
اور یہ شرک کی بنیاد ہے.
And this is the basis of shirk in polytheism.
کیونکہ اللہ کے ساتھ کسی اور چیز کے ہونے کا نام ہی شرک ہے.
And to believe that Allah had something is the basis of polytheism.
یہ قدیم ہونا اللہ کی صفت ہمارے پاس ایسی ہے جو اللہ کے ساتھ خاص ہے, اللہ کے علاوہ کوئی قدیم نہیں ہے.
Subhanallah, that's why we call Allah is Qadim. He was always the first and there was nothing was as hadith at that time. Only Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ke alawa jo hai wo hadith hai.
Anything beside Allah is new and created.
Itna material hai raw wo bhi hadith hai.
All the material, raw material is also created, is new.
To ab khalq naam hai jo cheez maujood nahi hai usko maujood karne ka.
Now khalq is that thing which had no existence and bringing that into existence is called khalq.
اب ان کو کس چیز سے ظاہر کیا؟
Now how did Allah show it to us that
way? کیسے ظاہر کیا؟
And how did, in what way?
یہ اللہ پاک اپنی قدرت سمجھانے کے لیے اپنے خالق ہونے کو بتاتے ہیں.
So this is why Allah want to show to the rest of the people how he is a creator.
اسی وجہ سے بڑی چیز کا بھی خلق کیا جو نہیں تھی اور چھوٹی سے چھوٹی چیز کا بھی کیا.
So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the biggest of the biggest and the smallest of the smallest. Allah created both.
خوبصورت سے خوبصورت کا خلق کیا, بدصورت سے بدصورت کا خلق.
Allah ta'ala created the most beautiful of the most beautiful and the ugliest of the ugliest. Allah created both.
سخت سے سخت چیز کو پیدا کیا, نرم سے نرم چیز.
And Allah Ta'ala created the toughest and the hardest of the hardest and the most softest and the softest. Allah created
سخت سے گرم سے گرم ترین چیز اور ٹھنڈی سے ٹھنڈی ترین چیز.
Allah created the most hottest and the most coldest.
یہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی صفات کا ظہور ہے.
These are the, you know, to show the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
یہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے ناموں کا ظہور ہے.
These are to show the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ساری کائنات اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے ناموں اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی صفات کے ظاہر ہونے کے لیے.
The whole everything in this universe is to show the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اسی لیے خلق میں ہوتا یہ ہے کہ پوری مخلوق اپنے خالق کی محتاج ہوتی ہے.
This is what is what's a quality of something that is created is that he is always in need of its creator.
ہمیشہ محتاج رہے گی.
Always he is in need of its creator.
اور خالق اپنی مخلوق کا محتاج نہیں ہوگا.
And the creator is never in need of what he has created.
وہ صمد اور بے نیاز ہے.
He is totally independent.
اللہ غنی حمید, اللہ پاک غنی ہے بے نیاز.
Allah تعالیٰ is totally independent and tough. He is not in need of anything.
اس لیے اللہ کے علاوہ جو ہے وہ سب فقیر ہیں.
This is why anything beside Allah is always in need and they are poor.
یعنی کہ جو مخلص ہے جس کے پاس پیسہ نہیں ہے وہی فقیر ہے.
It's not because somebody who has no money, he is poor.
جو جتنا مالدار ہے وہ اتنا بڑا فقیر ہے.
The more a person has wealth, the biggest poor person he is.
یا ایھا الناس انتم الفقراء الى الله. اے لوگو تم سب فقیر ہو اللہ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh mankind, you are all poor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فقیر جو ہے poor کو نہیں بولیں گے, فقیر معنی محتاج کے ہیں.
فقیر actually means in this ayah that you are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are all in need.
جو آسمان کی مخلوق ہے وہ بھی سب فقیر ہے.
Even the creation that's in the heavens, they are also in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يسألوه من في السماوات والأرض. مانگتے ہیں اس سے, سب مانگتے ہیں اس کے. منگتا کہتے ہیں جس کو مانگنے کی, جس کے اندر مانگنے کی صفت ہوتی ہے اس کو منگتا کہتے ہیں اردو میں. مانگتے ہیں سب, وہ جو آسمانوں میں ہیں, وہ جو زمین میں ہیں.
Subhanallah, every single creation always they ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the skies and the earth. They all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jibreel and Mikael bhi faqir.
Even Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam, they are also faqir. They are also in need.
Israfil and Israel bhi faqir.
Israfil and Israel, they are also in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sare anbiya faqir.
All the anbiya, they are faqir. They are in need of Allah.
Sare awliya faqir.
All the awliya Allah, they are also in need of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sare shuhada or sulaha faqir.
All the martyrs and all the pious, they are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
سارے کافر اور فاسق اور فاجر فقیر.
All the kuffar, all the sinners, they are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
سارے قیاسرہ اور قیاسرہ, سارے فرائن اور سب فقیر.
The three things he mentioned, Mufti Sahib, they are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Matlab ye hai ki is duniya mein Allah ke alawa kisi se faqr khatam nahi hota.
In this universe, nobody, in this universe, nobody is such that he is not in need of Allah. Every single creation need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kyunki Allah khaliq hai.
Because Allah is the creator.
Makhluk khaliq par totally depend hoti hai.
The creation is in total dependence on creator.
Ab ye depend hona kis kis cheez mein hota hai?
Now this dependence is in what thing? What kind of things he is in need of Allah?
Ek cheez, do cheez, 10 cheez, 20 cheez, aisa nahi.
How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20? In how many things a person is in need of his creator?
1,000, 10,000, 20,000, aisa nahi.
1,000, 10,000, whatever. In how many ways he is in need of the creator?
Har second mein hazaron raston se har makhluk Allah ki muhtaj hoti hai.
Subhanallah. In each and every second, every single human being is in need of Allah in 1,000 different ways.
Uska maujood hona unki Allah Pak ki hajat ke saath. Allah Pak ke muhtaj hai banda ki har waqt usko maujood karne mein makhluk muhtaj hai Allah ki.
Subhanallah, for this human being to be in existence, he is always in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aisa nahi hai ki jaise factory mein maal bana ke chhod diya. Aisa nahi hota hai.
It's not like in factory you made something and then here that thing that you create is in existence. It's not like that.
Cheez ke andar cheez ka hona ye Allah tbarak wa ta'ala ke chahne par aur unke wujood dene par hota hai.
Every single thing for it to be in existence, he is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aisa lagta hai ki ye independent hai.
It looks like this person is independent.
Isko sufiya ki istilah mein ek khas mazmoon se samjhaya jata hai.
According to sufiya, the pious people...
Thoda main is waqt aaj tasawwuf pe bol raha hu, is waqt sufiya ke baad zyada aayegi.
So they try to explain this in a manner to understand.
Usko ye log tajaddud e amsal kehte hain.
In the language of sufia, because he wants to tell us something about sufia, it's called tajaddud e amsal.
Iska matlab ye hota hai ki usko misalon se hum samjhenge.
The meaning of this is that we will understand this subject with examples.
Main jaise ye tube light jal rahi hai,
like for this tube light that is running,
aisa lagta hai ki ye independent hai.
We think that it's shining or it's on because of itself, by itself.
Lekin hum sab jitne padhe likhe hain sab jante hain ki isme do cheeze har waqt hoti hain.
Now all the brothers who are mahandra, most of us who are literate, we understand there is always two things in this light.
Ye har waqt bujhti hai fir har waqt jalti hai.
All the time either it's on or off.
Isliye ki piche se current aata hai isko.
Because the current comes to this light from somewhere else.
तो जो आया वो जल गया, जो नहीं जला वो पीछे से आया.
जो आया सुभान
अल्लाह, मतलब ये कि जो आया वो तो जल गया ना.
सही.
जो नहीं जला था वो पीछे से आया.
सुभान अल्लाह, ब्यूटीफुल. ओके, नाउ आई गॉट इट. व्हाट इज मुफ्ती साहब सेइंग? द करंट दैट केम, सो दैट करंट लिट, इट टर्न ऑन. एंड द करंट डिड नॉट कम, इट डिड नॉट टर्न ऑन. वेरी लॉजिकल.
इस वास्ते के तभी तो हम पैसे देते हैं हर महीना, वरना काहे के देते.
That's why we are giving money for the electricity.
तो इस वास्ते कि हम इस पर डिपेंड करता है कि कितना हमने जलाया उसको.
Because it shows that what is our usage of that current that is coming.
क्योंकि जो जल गया वो फानी हो गया.
Because whatever current that we used, it disappeared, it's gone.
उस पर मौत तैयारी हो गई.
The death came on that current.
उसके बाद उस पर वो फिर नया आया, उसके अंदर हयात आई.
So then after that, new current came and new life came in our life.
इसमें इतना ज्यादा तेजी रहती है कि इन दोनों का फर्क दिखता नहीं है.
There is so much speed in this current that we don't see the difference between this.
बज़ाहिर ऐसा लगता है कि लाइट जल रही है.
We think that the light is on.
नहीं, इसके
apparently it looks like it's on, but there is
light. इसमें दो चीजें रहती हैं, फना और बका, फना और बका.
यानी the speed, that amount that the current is used, there is always like something is disappearing and new life is coming, but there's a lot of speed in that, we don't see the difference.
Isse ek aur zyada wazeh misal ye hai ki jab hum nal kholte hain.
Now the other example for us to understand is when we turn on a faucet,
pani ki dhar ban jati hai.
We see the water is coming down with speed.
To pani to koi pipe nahi hai na.
Yani the water is not just coming from a faucet or a pipe.
बल्कि पानी की जो धार हमें लग रही है, कुछ पानी गिर रहा है, कुछ पानी ऊपर से आ रहा है.
The water that is coming, some of that water that is coming down, it's hitting us, and some of the water is still coming down.
वो दोनों इतनी तेजी से हो रहे हैं कि दोनों मिलके लाइन बनेंगी.
Because the water that is touching us, and the water that is still coming, they are coming with so much speed, we don't see that the one that is hitting us, the one that is coming, it's coming with speed.
दोनों मिल गए हैं.
They are both. There is connection between the two.
मगर ये है कि ये नहीं है कि वो एक मुस्तकिल इंडिपेंडेंट चीज है, ऐसी बात नहीं है वो.
They are not independent.
पूरी कायनात का यही हाल है वजूद में.
That the whole universe, this is the same similarity of the whole universe.
कि हर आन अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की तरफ से वजूद का फैजान उसको होता है, फिर वो मौत उस पर मौत वाक हो जाती है, फिर अल्लाह तआला की तरफ से वजूद का फैजान होता है.
So continuously for this universe, the life is given to this universe, to the things of this universe, and then the death occurs, then Allah Ta'ala again brings life to it. So it's a continuous matter.
इसलिए खालिक जो है वो अपनी मखलूक पर हर वक्त तवज्जो करता है.
That's why Khaliq is always, the creator is always has his attention towards his creation.
इसीलिए अल्लाह ने अपना तारुफ कराते हुए फरमाया, ला ताखुदुहु सिनतुन वला नौम, न उनको ऊंग आती न उनको नींद आती.
That's why Allah Ta'ala introduced himself by saying that Allah is that being who does not slumber and he does not sleep.
इसलिए कि अगर अल्लाह खुदा ना, ये आयब है अल्लाह के लिए.
This is a fault in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he slumbers or sleeps.
अगर ये कैफियत होती तो कोई मखलूक वजूद में ही नहीं आ सकती थी.
If this was the case of slumber and sleep, then no creation would have been in existence.
जैसे सोए वैसे गायब, सब खत्म हो जाता है यहाँ से वहाँ.
The minute falls asleep, everything would disappear.
तो खालिक मखलूक अपने खालिक के मोहताज अपने वजूद में, अपने एग्जिस्टेंस में ऐसी होती है.
So the creation is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for its existence.
और अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की तरफ से फिर जो सिफात कामिला है उनका फैजान भी ऐसे ही है.
एंड देन देयर आर द कंप्लीट क्वालिटीज दैट अल्लाह तआला गिव्स, दैट्स द सिमिलर आल्सो.
हमारे अंदर सिफात नाकिसा हैं.
वी हैव फॉल्टी क्वालिटीज अमंगस्ट अस.
इस बात है कि हम नहीं थे तो हमारी हकीकत मैयत है.
सो व्हेन वी आर नॉट इन एग्जिस्टेंस इट्स लाइक वी वर डेड.
और जो मैयत है वो जाहिर भी होता है.
And whoever is dead is like ignorant also.
और जो जाहिल है और मैयत है उसके पास इरादा नहीं होता.
And with something that is dead and jahil, ignorant, he has no intention.
और जिसके पास इरादा भी नहीं होता, जो जाहिल भी होता, उसके पास कुदरत भी नहीं होती.
When somebody is ignorant, he is dead and he has no intention, he is what?
उसको कुदरत नहीं होता.
He has no ability then. He is completely helpless.
वो बोल भी नहीं सकता तो वो गूंगा होता है.
And if he cannot talk, he is mute.
वो सुन भी नहीं सकता इसलिए वो बहरा होता है.
He cannot hear, that's why he is deaf.
वो देख भी नहीं सकता इसलिए वो अंधा होता है.
He cannot see, that's why he is blind.
इसलिए हर मैयत जो है ना वो जाहिल होता है, मुर्दा होता है, और जाहिल होता है, और आजिज होता है, और मुजतर होता है, और बहरा होता है, और गूंगा होता है, और अंधा होता है.
That's why every dead is ignorant, is deaf, is mute. Yeah, yani he is completely helpless. This death.
तो जैसे हयात का फैजान, वजूद के फैजान के साथ हयात का फैजान हुआ.
जैसे when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something into existence, Allah ta'ala gives him the ability of life.
और हयात के फैजान के साथ फिर अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने कुदरत का फैजान किया.
When somebody Allah gives life to, then because of life, hayat, then Allah Ta'ala gives him the abilities to do things.
इल्म का फैजान किया.
Then Allah Ta'ala gives him the ability of ilm, it is knowledge.
इरादे का फैजान किया.
Then he can intend for that.
हम अपनी तरफ से इरादा नहीं कर सकते.
We cannot intend ourselves. We cannot have intention of ourselves.
कुरान में साफ है, वमा तशाऊन इल्ला अन यशा अल्लाह. तुम नहीं चाह सकते जब तक अल्लाह ना चाहे तुम्हारे चाहने को.
So Allah Ta'ala said, this is clear in Quran, you cannot desire and wish Allah unless Allah Ta'ala desire what you have to wish.
तुम सब जाहिल हो जब तक अल्लाह इल्म ना दे.
So you are all ignorant so long Allah does not give you ilm.
अल्लाह तबारक व तआला जब तक गोयाई नहीं दे आदमी बोल नहीं सकता.
Until unless Allah subhanahu gives a person the power to speak, he cannot speak.
ये नहीं है कि एक बॉक्स में जो है ना गोयाई रख के भर दी है. नहीं, जब का जब दी जाती है वो.
Subhanallah, it's not like the speech is in a box. It's actually whenever Allah wants you to talk, Allah gives the ability to talk.
آدمی کے پاس دیکھنے کا اسٹوریج نہیں ہے کہ وہاں پہ کہیں دیکھنے کا بنا ہوا ہے ڈبا، نہیں، جب کا جب دکھایا جاتا ہے اس کو.
It's not that somebody who the power of sight is not like put in a box. It's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for you to see, then you can see.
وہ اسی وقت سنوایا جاتا ہے.
See, he is made to hear at that specific time.
تو جتنے نقص والے صفات ہیں وہ ہماری کوالٹی ہیں.
So all the faulty attributes are our attributes.
اور جتنے کمال والی صفات ہیں وہ اللہ کی صفات ہیں.
All the perfect attributes only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ہمارے نفس والی صفات پر اللہ کے کمال والی صفات کی تجلی ہوتی ہے.
So it is the yani we have faulty attributes, Allah has perfect attributes. Allah ta'ala shows his perfect attributes upon our faulty attributes.
تو ہم پر یہ صفات کا فیضان ہمیشہ ہوتا ہے.
So the صفات which is perfect صفات of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuous upon us.
یعنی کہ ایک وقت ہو گیا اور آپ کے مرنے تک وہ چلے گا.
It's not like, you know, it's only one time a deal that Allah ta'ala shows his perfect صفات upon you. No, up to the death it is like that.
تو ہر سیکنڈ میں محتاج ہوتے ہیں ہم ان تمام چیزوں سب چیزوں کے.
We are always in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each and every second the perfect صفات of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
پھر ہماری زندگی کا سسٹم جن چیزوں سے بندھا ہوا ہے اس میں بھی ہم اللہ کے ہر وقت محتاج ہوتے ہیں.
Then our life which is attached to certain things of this dunya, in that also we are in need of perfect attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ہمارا دل ہارٹ بیٹ ہماری چلتی رہے تو ہم زندہ رہیں گے نا. ہر ہارٹ بیٹ میں ہر وقت میں ہم اللہ کے محتاج ہوتے ہیں.
So because our heart is beating, that's why we are alive. But each and every heartbeat needs the mercy and the full attributes of Allah subhanahu for it to run.
Kidney function mein yahi haal hai.
Similarly, our kidneys function the same way.
Liver function mein yahi haal
hai. Our livers function the same way.
Dimag ke function mein yahi
haal. Our mind also functions the same way.
Nerves ke function mein yahi haal hai.
All our nerves, everything.
Khoon mein, gosht mein, kosh mein, haddiyon mein, sab mein yahi hai.
In our flesh, in our blood, in our bones, in every single thing of our body, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Humse bahar jo kuch bhi hai usme bhi hum aise hi.
And things that is outside us, also we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Oxygen hai usme hum mohtaj hain.
We are in need of Allah for oxygen.
Chand aur suraj ka nizam hai usme hum mohtaj hain.
We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sun and moon.
Aasman aur zameen ke nizam mein mohtaj pabandh hain.
We are in need of the system of the solar and the galaxies, the system that is going on. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Agriculture ke pure nizam mein hum mohtaj hain.
We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in agriculture.
Sabke paas bahut paisa ho lekin Allah roti hi na ugaye zameen se kya khaoge.
If everybody has all the money and but Allah ta'ala decides that you cannot grow wheat or grow bread, what is the use of all the money?
Aur haqeeqatan dekha jaye to insaan kabhi bhi ek roti ki qeemat bhi Allah ki nahi de sakta.
But in reality if you think, the humankind cannot even give the price of one bread.
ye to hum ladna nahi bolke Allah pak ne ek dollar mein 5 rotiyan dilwa di hain.
Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that we can sometimes with $1 buy 5 bread.
magar aslan agar Allah pak roti ki qeemat muqarrar kare to wo insaan ke bas mein nahi hai.
But if Allah ta'ala appoints the money for each bread, human being cannot will not be able to pay for that.
ye roti ke waste suraj ko function karna pad raha hai.
For bread to come into being, Allah Ta'ala makes the sun to function.
Ab uski qeemat do aap.
Try to give money for that sun.
Chand ko kaam karna padta hai.
Then moon has to work also for that bread.
Pure hawaon ka nizam chalta hai.
Then all the air system that's running.
Pura barish ka nizam chalta hai.
All the rain that's coming from Allah.
Puri zameen ka nizam chalta hai.
The whole earth.
کیسے دے سکتے ہیں ہم؟
How can you pay for all this one piece of bread?
مگر حق تعالیٰ شانہ کی نعمتیں ہیں کہ فیضان جاری ہے.
It's because it is because they are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala continuously showers upon his creation.
ہم کتنے محتاج ہیں اللہ پاک کے.
How much we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
جتنے محتاج ہیں اتنا بڑا حق ہے.
The more we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that much Allah has right upon us.
اسی لیے سب سے بڑا حق یہ ہوتا ہے کہ آدمی اللہ سے زیادہ کسی کو نہ چاہے.
That's why the biggest right of Allah is that you should not love anyone more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Unke saath kisi ko sharik na kare.
And never to make anyone else as a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah dusri sab cheezon ko bakhsh denge chahe to, lekin ye decide kiya unhone ke shirk ko nahi bakhshunga.
That's why Allah has decided Allah will forgive everything except the one who makes shirk.
Agar wo tauba nahi kiya usi par mara, we decided hai ke usko nahi bakhsha jayega.
If a person dies in a state when he makes shirk, Allah has decided that Allah will not forgive this person.
ایسے ہی ان کا یہ حق بنتا ہے کہ ہم صرف اللہ کو چاہیں, اللہ کے اتنا کسی کو نہ چاہیں.
That's why it becomes the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
سلسلہ قادریہ کی بنیاد اس پر ہے کہ ہمیشہ توحید پر نظر رکھو, شرک کی نفی کرتے رہو.
This is in the سلسلہ قادریہ that it is taught that you always look at the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and negate shirk.
اور سلسلہ چشتیہ کی بنیاد اس پر ہے کہ صرف اللہ سے لو کرو اور کسی کی بھی لو نہ رکھو.
And the silsila of Chishtiya is that you should only love Allah and no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aur silsila Naqshbandiya ki buniyad is par hai ki jo sabse Allah tbaraka wa ta'ala ke mehboob hain unko follow karo aur kisi ko follow na karo.
And in the silsila of Naqshbandiya it is this that you should those people who are beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you should love them and no one else other than
follow
them.
Follow them.
And follow those beloved of Allah.
اور سلسلہ سروردیہ کی بنیاد اس پر ہے کہ ہر وہ چیز جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ سے محبت کرنے میں تعلق بنانے میں رکاوٹ پیدا کرے اس کو ختم ہی کر ڈالو.
And in the silsila of سروردیہ anything that is an obstacle between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create your love, if they're obstacle you should finish them off.
اس لیے حضرات سروردیہ مجاہدہ بہت سخت کرواتے تھے.
That's why the people who are in Sahrawardiya silsila, they used to make a lot of mujahidat.
Jo nafs, thoda sa bhi nafs uchalta tha, itna maarte the usko ki dusri martaba sar uthana hi nahi.
That's why if in Sahrawardiya, if somebody's nafs was like, you know, jumping up, they would make so much effort that it would never rise again that nafs.
Kamar tod dete the uski.
They would break the back of their nafs.
Ye sare ke sare tareeqe kaar hain Allah tbaraka wa taala ke haq par bande ko lane ke.
All these different methods that is there, it is to bring this person so he can fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aur ye sabhi cheezein zaruri hain.
And all of them are in need.
Sirf pakda jata hai kisi ek cheez ko pakad ke bakiya sab cheezon ko ghera jata hai.
Says you hold on to one but you should try to encircle yourself around this.
Isiliye har bande ke zimme ye hai ki wo Allah ko sabse zyada chahe.
That's why every single person should make it a point to love Allah more than anything else.
Uski nazar mein Allah tbaraka wa taala ki tauheed ho aur tamam makhlooq uske samne behaisiyat nazar aaye.
And he should have oneness of Allah in front of him and everything else should be without any worth.
Aur wo kyunki apne mehboob ko sabse zyada chahte hain aur mehboob ki itteba par hi sab ko chahte hain, isliye aadmi Allah ke mehboob ki itteba mein doob jaye.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his beloved and he wants his beloved to be followed, so we should make sure we follow the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah paak ko kasrat se yaad karne wala.
And a person should remember Allah abundantly.
Subah, sham, chalte firte, uthte baithte, uzkurullah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, lete ho tab bhi, baithe ho tab bhi, khade ho tab bhi, kaam kar rahe ho tab bhi, logon mein ho tab bhi, khalwat mein ho tab bhi, jalwat mein, har halat mein Allah ko yaad karna.
And a person should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively while they are standing, sitting, reclining, in any position. A person while he's in seclusion, while he was with people, in any situation, he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, isi waaste Hazrat Sufiya ke kaam ka tareeqa aapko idhar hi milega sabko.
This is, you will find the efforts of Sufiya in all this manner, in these manners.
Wo Allah Ta'ala ko aise tareeqon se yaad karane ki mashq karate hain, ki aadmi ke dimaag mein jam jaye Allah ki yaad.
These Sufiya, they make such an effort on you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the remembrance of Allah it becomes ingrained into you.
Kabhi pura kalma, kabhi aadha kalma, kabhi aadhe ka bhi aadha kalma.
Sometimes they make you remember a full kalima, sometimes half of half.
Kabhi la ilaha illallah, kabhi illallah, kabhi Allahu Allah, kabhi Allah. Har tareeqe se exercise karate hain.
Sometimes they make you say la ilaha illallah, sometimes illallah, sometimes Allah, yani they, Allahu Allah, yani they make you so much work upon you.
Kabhi jo hai lataif se zikr karate hain, kabhi zuban se karate hain, kabhi dil se karate hain.
Sometimes they give you examples through different manners, sometimes by tongue, sometimes by from their heart, but they try to make it explain to you.
Zyada tar Naqshbandiya jo hai wo dil se zikr karate hain.
And in Naqshbandiya most of the time they make dhikr from their heart.
Aur Chishtiya jo hai wo zuban se zyada karate hain.
And in Chishtiya they make you make dhikr by your tongue.
Aur Qadiriya jo hai na wo dimag se zyada karate hain.
And in Qadiriya they make you make dhikr mentally mostly.
Wo fikr karwate, wo sochwate hain.
They make you think and they make you ponder.
اور پھر زبان سے ذکر بھی ایک قسم کی نہیں ہوتی, دسیوں قسم کی ہوتی.
And zikr is not just one way by your tongue, there's all kinds of.
اور فکر ایک قسم کا نہیں ہوتا, دسیوں قسم کا ہوتا ہے.
Fikr, the pondering is also not just one way, it's many kind of pondering.
اس کی وجہ سے مراقبے ہوتے ہیں, فکر میں مراقبے ہوتے ہیں.
That's why in when you are fikr pondering, there is special contemplation in that.
جیسے اذکار ہوتے ہیں, اشغال ہوتے ہیں, مراقبات ہوتے ہیں, ریاضات ہوتے ہیں, مجاہدات ہوتے ہیں, ان کے کاموں میں یہ کام ہوتے ہیں.
سبحان اللہ,
ایک کا نام اذکار ہے,
there is اذکار, there is اشغال, there is مراقبات,
ریاضات ایک چیز کا نام ہے,
ریاضات is one name of one subject,
مجاہدات ایک چیز کا نام,
and there is some struggle also with that.
ان سب چیزوں کے ذریعے سے ٹوٹلی بندے کو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی یاد میں اندر سے باہر سے جذب کراتے ہیں.
یعنی with all these different methods they try to make that you have remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala internally and externally.
اور پھر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے جو پسندیدہ صفات ہیں اس کے اندر آدمی کو ڈبوتے ہیں اور تمام ناپسندیدہ صفات سے آدمی کو نکالتے ہیں.
And then they make an effort that the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it comes in you and all the dirt and filth comes out of you.
اصل انسان کی گندگی اس کے گندے صفات ہیں.
The real filth of a human being is his filthy attributes.
ظاہری گندگی اصل گندگی نہیں ہوتی.
This what we see that the dirt that is outside is filth, this is not real filth.
اسی وجہ سے ہم کو کتنی گندگی معاف ہے اللہ کی طرف سے.
That's why there's so much impurity that's coming on you, Allah forgives certain some of them.
Washroom ko ja ke aate hain, peshab karke aadha wahan rehta, aadha pet mein rehta, maaf to hai fir bhi.
Subhanallah. You go to the bathroom, obviously you relieve yourself, doesn't mean everything is gone, it's still some things in your stomach.
Allah tala maaf karta hai usko,
Allah forgives, you know, half is gone, half is still there.
Asal gandagi insaan ki sifat ki gandagi hai.
The real filth is that the filth of qualities.
Isliye shirk sabse badi gandagi hai.
That's why shirk is the biggest filth.
Bahar ki gandagi to nahi hoti na wo.
This is not something outside this filth.
Innamal mushrikuna najas.
Allah says that those who are mushrik, those who are polytheists, they are impure, they are dirt.
Kyun sabse badi gandagi hai unke paas.
This is the biggest filth.
Takabbur ye gandagi hai.
And arrogance, this is dirt, filth.
Apne ko acha samajhna ye gandagi hai.
To think oneself you are good, this is filth.
اللہ کے غیر کی محبت میں مشغول ہونا یہ گندگی ہے.
To love things other than Allah and to be absorbed into it, this is filth.
اس لیے حب مال گندگی ہے.
That's why love of money is filth.
حب جاہ گندگی ہے.
The love of position is filth.
کہ لوگوں میں میری عزت ہو جائے, یہ گندگی ہے اللہ کے پاس.
If you think that oh people should respect me, this is filth.
ریاکاری گندگی ہے.
To show off, this is filth.
حرص اور تمہ گندگی ہے.
And to have greed, this is filth.
بخالت اور کنجوسی گندگی ہے.
Miserliness is filth.
بزدلی یہ گندگی ہے.
Cowardness is filth also.
بے حیائی گندگی ہے.
Shameless things is also filth.
بے مروتی گندگی ہے.
And not to have any love is also filth.
اس سے اندازہ کر سکتے ہیں کہ آدمی کتنی گندگی میں ڈوبا ہوا ہے.
So we can think in how much filth we are drowned.
گٹر میں جو چیز پڑی ہوئی ہے نا وہ اتنی گندگی میں نہیں ہے آج کا انسان جتنی گندگی میں پڑا ہوا ہے.
If something is in sewage and gutter, that is not that filthy, but the human being that is nowadays, that is there, in how much filth he is, you think about that.
اس سے زیادہ گندگی میں آج کا انسان ہے.
There is a human being is in more bigger filth than anything in the gutter.
اور جو اس طرح کی گندگی میں ہوگا وہ اللہ کا پسندیدہ نہیں ہو سکتا.
A person who is in this kind of filth, he can never be beloved of Allah.
اس لیے اللہ کے پسندیدہ ہونے کے واسطے ان تمام گندگیوں سے آدمی کو نکلنا پڑتا ہے.
That's it, to become beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to come out of this filth.
اسی لیے قرآن پاک میں ہے قد افلح من زکاہا, جس نے پاک کیا گندگیوں سے اپنے کو وہ کامیاب ہوا.
That's what Allah mentions in the Quran, whoever purified himself from this filth, he is the one who's successful.
قد خواب من دساہا, جس نے پاک نہیں کیا اس میں اور انوالو ہو گیا اور دھس گیا اور مبتلا ہو گیا, وہ ناکام اور نامراد ہو گیا.
And a person who does not purify himself, he is going more and more deeper into it, he is in loss.
اصل گندگی باطن کی گندگی.
The real filth is the filth of internal.
حضرت شاہ عبد الرحیم ولایتی ایک بڑے بزرگ گزرے ہیں. حضرت شاہ عبد الرحیم ولایتی
is one of the elders.
ان کا ایک واقعہ کتابوں میں لکھا ہے.
One of the stories of his is written in the books.
انہوں نے اپنے جوانی کے زمانے میں کتے پر رحم کیا تھا.
One time when he was young, he had a mercy on a dog.
کہ ایک کتا خارش زدہ پڑا ہوا تھا اور بہت پریشان تھا، اس کو کھجلی ہوئی ہوئی تھی اور سب دور دور سے اس کے بھاگتے تھے، وہ بھوکا پیاسا بھی تھا چونکہ وہ کھا پی نہیں سکتا تھا، تو اس کو انہوں نے اٹھایا اپنے گھر لے گئے، اس کی مرہم پٹی کی، اس کو کھلایا پلایا، جب وہ اچھا ہو گیا تو اس کو چھوڑ دیا.
So, this Abdurrahim Shah Walayti, rahmatullah alayh, there was a dog that had the disease of scratching. He was scratching himself continuously, and people were looking at this dog that had this disease. So they were also avoiding this dog. They were like going away from this dog. So with this, the sheikh, when he saw this dog in this situation that he's suffering, he picked up the dog, took the dog to his house, and he cleaned him up, and then he applied to him first aid and all these things. And then this dog got cured. He kept the dog for a few days in his house, gave him food, all these things, you know, made him. Then when he became healthy, this dog, he let the dog go.
Allah Ta'ala ki makhlooq par unhone rahm kiya tha.
He made mercy upon the creation of Allah.
Ulama ne farmaya hai ki unke is rahm ki wajah se Allah Pak ne isi makhlooq se ek martaba un pe rahm karaya tha.
Subhanallah. And because he had mercy upon this creation of Allah, Allah used the same creation to have mercy upon him.
Woh ek inke paas inke bade hone ke baad ek waqia pesh aaya.
When this sheikh became bigger and bigger, there was a story took place with him, an incident took place with him.
Woh ek wo ek jagah se ja rahe the, raste mein چاول کے کھیت آ گئے.
So this sheikh, he was going somewhere. When he was going somewhere, he was walking through the crops of rice he was going through.
چاول کے کھیت ہوتے ہیں، اس کے درمیان میں راستہ بہت تھوڑا ہوتا ہے.
Those people who have seen the crops of rice, the path in that rice crop is very narrow.
بہت ایک ہی آدمی گزر سکتا ہے، وہ بھی بڑی احتیاط ہے ورنہ پھسل کے گر جائے گا.
Only one person can pass that path. Even he has to be very careful, otherwise he'll slip because rice has water on both sides.
Ye ek martaba ye idhar se ja rahe the, udhar se kutta aa gaya usi munder pe.
Subhanallah.
Usko hamare yahan munder kehte hain.
Pilwan bhi kehte hain Farsi, you know. So he says that, so one day he was passing through the rice on this pilwan, in this path, very narrow path. Allah Ta'ala made such that a dog came from that side and he was going this way.
Ab dono ke liye rasta nahi tha.
Now, because only one person can pass, that's also with a lot of carefulness. So only one could pass.
Ya to ye niche utarte aur kutta guzarta.
The only way was that either he had to step in the water, in the field, the crop, in the mud, or the dog had to step in the mud.
Ab wo dono khade ho gaye.
Both stood, the sheikh and the dog.
Inke dimag mein ye baat aayi ki kutta to kutta hai.
The sheikh thought, you know, this is just a dog.
Aur mere zimme namaz padhna hai, mere kapde gande ho jayenge.
And I have to pray salah. I'm responsible to pray salah. My clothes will become dirty.
Aur iske liye to na namaz hai na roza hai.
And this dog does not have to pray salah. He has to nothing on him.
Toh waise khud hi napak hai ye.
The dog by itself is dirty.
ये सोचते हुए खड़े हुए थे कि इसको उतरना चाहिए, मुझे नहीं उतरना चाहिए.
So while the sheikh is thinking that actually this dog needs to pull over and step in the mud, and I don't have to step in the mud.
सूफिया ने लिखा है कि अल्लाह ने कुत्ते को जुबान दे दी.
Allah, the Sufiya Quran, the pious people, they said that Allah Ta'ala gave the power of speech to the dog.
Aur Allah jisko chahe de de.
And it's Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah can give the power of speech to any creation.
Unki qudrat ke karishme bahut zahir hote rehte.
There is so many examples of this that Allah Ta'ala does that.
To kutte ne ye kaha ke agar aap niche utar jaye, agar main niche utar jaun to bilkul utar sakta hu, aur main to wahi ganda koi masla nahi hoga.
So the dog spoke to him and said, you know, if I come down and step in the mud, you know, I'm also already dirty, I can step down.
Aur mujhe paak karne ka koi masla bhi nahi.
And I don't have to worry about me getting myself cleaned up.
Aur agar aap utar jaye to aapke bhi kapde gande ho jayenge, lekin pani se dhulne se dhul jayenge. Pani se dhoge to dhul jaoge.
He said, but oh sheikh, if you step in the mud, yes, you will get dirty, but if you use water, after that you can clean yourself.
لیکن اگر آپ یہ سمجھ رہے ہیں کہ میں کتا ہوں اور میں حقیر ہوں اور آپ انسان ہیں اور آپ افضل ہیں، اس وجہ سے اس کو اترنا چاہیے، مجھے نہیں اترنا چاہیے، تو یہ آپ کے دل کی گندگی سات سمندر سے دھو گے پھر بھی نہیں جائے گی.
استغفراللہ العظیم. So the dog said, if you think because I'm a dog and you belittle me and you're a human being and you're better, this thought that you have in your heart, If you try to wash this thought of yours by seven oceans also, this filth cannot be washed away.
जैसे ये बात कुत्ते ने कही फौरन कूद पड़े हजरत अब्दुर्रहीम
बिलाल. When the dog spoke like this to him, right away the sheikh he stepped in the mud.
ख्वाब में उनको किसी ने बताया कि अल्लाह ने कुत्ते को जरिया बनाया तुम्हारी हिफाजत का.
Subhanallah, he was told in the dream that Allah used the dog to save you.
क्यों इस वजह से कि तुमने कुत्ते पे एक मर्तबा रहम किया था.
It's because you had mercy upon a dog previously.
आज अल्लाह ने उसको जरिया बना के तुम पे रहम कर दिया कि तुमको किब्र की नजासत से महफूज फरमा लिया.
Subhanallah, Allah made this dog a means to remove the filth of arrogance from your heart.
तो ये आज के मुसलमान को समझने की जरूरत है कि हमारी असल गंदगी है क्या.
So the need of a Muslim needs to understand what is the real filth of ours.
Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka asal kaam tha kya.
What was the real effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Aap logon ko Allah ki taraf bulate.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to invite people towards Allah.
Jab log Allah ki taraf aate to unko Allah ki marziyat aur namarziyat se waqif karate.
Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell the people, inform the people what things pleases Allah, what things displeases Allah.
Jab log isse waqif ho jate तो फिर लोगों को उनके बातिनी गंदगियों से पाक करते.
When people would get to know the desires of Allah and the things that Allah does not want, then Allah subhanahu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make them do effort.
और कल्ब की जो सिफात है वो उजागर करते.
And then the sifat, the attributes of their hearts would come brighten.
तो वो अल्लाह की मर्जियात सही तरीके पर इम्प्लाई होती है उनके अंदर और बाहर, और ना मर्जियात से सही तरीके पर वो बचते अंदर बाहर से.
Because they brightened their heart by this, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience, whatever thing makes Allah happy, whatever Allah ta'ala dislikes, all their internal, external organs, they all come in that line.
Usse wo kamil bante the.
Then those people would become perfect.
Aur wo zariya banti hai Allah Pak ke nazdeek hone ka.
And those efforts, those things becomes the means of you getting close to Allah.
Aur wo is duniya mein insaan ke bheje jaane ke maqsad ko mukammal karta hai.
And by getting to that point, you become the person who, for whichever purpose you are sent, you become of that.
Isliye asal maqsad ye hota tha ke logon ko bula ke unko Allah ki marzi se waqif kara ke fir unka tazkiya karke fir un par implement karna Quran aur hadith ka Allah ki marzi ka taaki zahir se aur batin dono se ye banda Allah ka mehboob ho jaye.
So the job was to invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After they come and obey Allah, they accept that, then they are supposed to do things that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave things that is disobedient, and to purify them internally. So this person becomes the example that he is externally also obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leaving things that displeases Allah, and internally he does things to please Allah and leaves things that is displeasing Allah ta'ala.
Aaj ke musalman se Allah tbarak wa ta'ala naraaz hai, iski alamat puri duniya mein zahir hai.
The displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Muslims is not with the human beings, because it's very simple. We can see the signs why Allah is displeased with his people.
Kyunki jisko musalman kehte hain usko khud apne Islam ki haqeeqat nahi maloom.
Because the people who are called Muslims, they even do not know the reality of Islam.
Usko apni zimmedari nahi maloom hai.
They don't even know their responsibility.
Usko apna mazhab nahi maloom hai.
They don't even know their mazhab.
Usko apna kaam aur job nahi maloom hai.
They do not even know what they are created for, what this job is.
Wo bazaar thodi si mamooli si pabandi chand akaam ke karke samajhta main pakka musalman hu.
Because they just stick to some few orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think that the most strongest
main kamil musalman hu.
They think I'm complete and perfect.
Mera iman bahut powerful hai.
Is it my iman, my faith is very powerful.
अगर हम खोद के देखें, बल इंसान वाला नफ्सी ही बसीरा, हर आदमी अपने को देख सकता है. मुझे आपको देखने की जरूरत नहीं है, आपको मुझे देखने की जरूरत नहीं, मैं अपने को देख लूं, आप अपने को देख लें, बस हो जाएगा इस बात को समझने के लिए कि कहां मजहब है और कहां हम हैं.
Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala mentions, but a human should look within himself. It's not like you look at me, I look at you. If every one of us, we look within ourselves, we find out how far are we from the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
हम पैदा हुए इस काम के लिए.
We have been created for this effort.
और अपने आप को सही करके मरना है.
So we have to perfect ourselves before we die.
हाँ, अपने ईमान को कामिल करना है, अपने इस्लाम को कामिल करना है.
We have to complete our iman. We have to complete our Islam.
ईमान कहते हैं मानने वाली बातों को, इस्लाम कहते हैं करने वाली बातों को.
ईमान मीन्स to accept certain things, and Islam means to do certain things.
तो इस्लाम और ईमान दोनों को कामिल करके मरना, यही दुनिया में आने का मकसद है.
So we have to complete iman and Islam. That's why we have been sent in this world.
چاہے ہم امریکہ میں رہیں چاہے ہم انڈیا پاکستان میں رہیں.
Whether we live in America or in India, Pakistan.
نہیں نہیں.
Wherever we live.
غربت میں ہوں کہ عمارت میں ہوں.
Whether we are in poverty or richness.
جاب کرتے ہوں یا jobless.
Whether we are job or jobless.
کسی بھی کنڈیشن میں.
In any situation.
مرد ہو یا عورت ہو.
Whether men or women.
جوان ہو یا بوڑھا ہو.
Whether young or old.
کوئی کنڈیشن ہو.
In any situation you are in.
ہمارا کام ہے اللہ کی بندگی سیکھنا اور اللہ کی بندگی کرنا اور اس دنیا سے جانا.
Our job is to learn how to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to leave this world in a state that you are obedient to Allah.
یہ اللہ پاک نے ہماری ذمہ داری بنائی.
This Allah Ta'ala has made it our responsibility.
اس کے لیے میرے دوستو مجاہدہ کرنا پڑتا ہے.
This is the reason, brothers, we have to make mujahid, we have to make effort.
وہ اگر ہم نے کر لیا ہم کامیاب ہو جائیں.
If you do that, Allah Ta'ala will make us successful.
تو اس لیے ہر آدمی کو سوچنا ہے اور ہر آدمی کو کرنا ہے اس لائن سے کہ میں اپنے ایمان کو کیسے کامل کروں، اپنے اسلام کو کیسے کامل کروں، میری تربیت کیسے مکمل ہو جائے اور پھر میں اللہ کا محبوب ہو جاؤں.
This is the way. Everyone should make an effort that how can I become perfect? How can I complete my iman? How can I complete my Islam? So I can, when I die, in a state that Allah Ta'ala is happy with me. We have to make an effort on this.
اس کے لیے تین چیزوں کی ضرورت عموماً پڑتی ہے.
That's why you need three things in order to get to this point.
پہلے یہ کہ ایک آدمی میں اگر اللہ کی طلب نہیں ہے، دین کی طرح توجہ نہیں ہے، تو اس کو متوجہ کرنا ہے.
First of all, when a person has no desire of deen, so you have to create the desire of deen in him.
یہ کام آج کل دعوت و تبلیغ کے ذریعے سے ہو رہا ہے.
Nowadays, this effort of creating desire amongst the people, it is done by the effort of دعوت and تبلیغ.
اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ دعوت و تبلیغ میں حصہ لو.
That's why it said, you should participate in the effort of تبلیغ.
اور لوگوں کو جا کے لوگوں کو متوجہ کرو اس بات کی طرف.
And you should go amongst the people and try to get their attention to this effort.
اور دوسری چیز یہ ہوتی ہے کہ اللہ کی مرضیات کیا ہیں، نامرضیات کیا ہیں، اس کی ڈیٹیلز جانیں.
And then the second thing is, what things pleases Allah, what things displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to learn the details of that.
اور اس کا تعلق علماء سے ہے.
And it is related to علماء.
داعی یہ کام نہیں کرتا.
داعی the invited cannot do that.
وہ اس معاملے میں دلچسپی لیتے ہی نہیں.
The داعی is that, that's not their interest.
وہ کہتا مسئلے میں ہم نہیں بولتے، جاؤ تم مسئلے علماء سے جا کے پوچھو.
Guys, they only say, you know, it's not our interest. You want to ask about masail issues, you should go to scholars.
اگر آپ ہم عالموں سے تعلق پیدا کر کے دین نہیں سیکھیں گے تو ہم دین پر نہیں چل سکتے.
If we do not have our relationship and attachment with ulama, we cannot follow deen of Allah.
چاہے کتنا بھی ڈیزائر آ گئی ہو دین پر چلنے کی.
No matter how much you desire of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اگر جب علم نہیں ہے تو آدمی چل نہیں پائے گا.
If there is no knowledge, there is no علم, you cannot follow.
اس لیے حدیث میں آتا ہے کہ فقیہ واحد اشد علی الشیطان من الف عابد. ایک عالم شیطان پر ہزار عابدوں سے بھی زیادہ بھاری ہے.
That's what comes in one of the hadith, that one scholar is harder on shaitan to deceive than 1,000 worshippers.
کیونکہ ہزار عابدوں کو بچلا دینا اور جہالت میں مبتلا کر دینا اور ان کی ساری انرجی جہالت میں ختم کرا دینا شیطان کو آسان ہے، علم کی روشنی میں مشکل ہے.
That's why for shaitan to deceive and trick 1,000 worshippers, it's very easy for him, but to deceive one alim, it's very difficult for him.
کیونکہ عالم اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے حلال حرام کی تفصیل جانتا ہے، مرضی نامرضی کی تفصیل جانتا ہے اور اس کو ہمیشہ زندہ رکھتا ہے، اویلیبل رکھتا ہے انسانیت کے لیے، کمیونٹی کے واسطے، اس لیے اس کی فضیلت ہے.
That's why, because an alim, he knows what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is right, what is wrong, and he makes an effort that he makes this knowledge available for the community. That's why it is harder for shaitan to deceive. That's why his position.
عالم کی فضیلت اس لیے نہیں ہے کہ وہ بڑا بزرگ بھی ہو.
An alim does not have superiority just because he is a big person.
عالم کی فضیلت اس لیے نہیں ہے کہ بڑا داعی بھی ہو.
It is not the virtue of an alim because he is an inviter.
وہ اس وجہ سے اس فضیلت نہیں رکھتا ہے کہ وہ یعنی اس کے ساتھ کوئی دوسرے کام بھی ہو. نہیں ہو.
It's an alim does not a virtue. It's not a virtue that he has to have some other things going with him also.
اس کی اسپیشلٹی یہ ہے کہ وحی کے علم کو زندہ اور اویلیبل رکھتا ہے ہر ایک کے لیے.
His virtue is because he makes the knowledge of wahi always alive and for available for every person.
تاکہ کوئی بھی بندہ اللہ کی وحی کے مطابق چلنا چاہے تو چل سکے اور اس کے لیے موقع ہو.
So whoever wants to live their life with the wahi of Allah, with the revelation of Allah, he can show it.
ये बताने वाला होना जरूरी होता है.
That's why a person like that who can tell you the knowledge of wahi, you have to have that person available.
हर सुबह में हर आदमी को अलग बात पेश आ सकती है.
Every single person can face different thing every morning.
सुबह हुई किसी के पास मयत हो गई.
A person in the morning, he has a dead person in his house.
किसी के पास घर में बच्चा हो गया.
Somebody has a baby born in the house.
कोई गुस्ल के मसले में आ गया.
Somebody is in need of how to do गुस्ल.
कोई नमाज के कजा के मसले में आ गया.
Someone is in need of how to complete the.
कोई रोजे के मसले में आ गया.
Somebody is in need of how to fast.
कोई इनहेरिटेंस और विरासत के मसले में.
Somebody is in need of how to get explanation of inheritance.
कोई तलाक के मसले में आ गया.
Somebody is fall in the issue of तलाक.
कोई खुला के मसले में आ गया.
Somebody fell in the issue of खुला.
हर बंदे के सवाल का जवाब देने के वास्ते एक आदमी अवेलेबल होना फर्ज है उम्मत में.
सो फॉर ईच एंड एवरी पर्सन इश्यू टू हैव अ पर्सन अवेलेबल इट इज मैंडेटरी फर्ज अपॉन इट.
उसका नाम आलिम है.
That person is called alim.
उससे ताल्लुक के बगैर आदमी दीन पे नहीं चल सकता.
Without having connection with that person, a person cannot follow deen.
तो इसलिए दूसरी चीज अल्लाह की मर्दियात और नामर्दियात को जानना और उसको सीखना, इसके लिए आलिम से ताल्लुक जरूरी होता है.
So the other thing is to know what is the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what things Allah ta'ala wants you to abstain. That we have to have attachment with an alim.
और अपने बातिन के तज़किये के लिए, नफ्स की खराबियों से अपने को बचाने के लिए और दिल के फजाइल को अपने अंदर लाने के वास्ते जो इस लाइन से वाकिफ होता है, जिनको हम मशाइख और सूफिया कहते हैं, वो पर्सनल डॉक्टर के तौर पर हर आदमी का होना जरूरी होता है.
एंड देन द थिंग्स इंटरनली, द थिंग्स दैट प्लीज अल्लाह सुभान व तआला, डिसप्लीज अल्लाह सुभान व तआला, फॉर दैट वी नीड स्पेसिफिक पीपल व्हिच आर कॉल्ड सूफिया एंड मशाइख, दैट दे आर इंटरनल डॉक्टर्स, दैट वी शुड हैव अटैचमेंट विद देम आल्सो.
इस वास्ते के नफ्स की बीमारियां अलग अलग होती हैं.
बिकॉज द नफ्स, द सिकनेस ऑफ नफ्स इज डिफरेंट डिफरेंट.
हर आदमी अलग अलग हालात में मुब्तला होता है.
एंड ईच एंड एवरी पर्सन इज इन्वॉल्व इन डिफरेंट सिचुएशन.
अंदरून के दीन पर, दिल के दीन पर अमल करने के अंदर हर आदमी को अलग अलग मसाइल पेश आते हैं.
एंड अ पर्सन फॉर हिम टू प्रैक्टिस द इंटरनल दीन, ही कम्स थ्रू डिफरेंट सिचुएशंस.
ये आलिम का मौजू नहीं है.
दिस इज नॉट द जॉब ऑफ एन आलिम.
इसलिए आलिम यह काम नहीं कर सकता.
दैट्स व्हाई एन आलिम कैन नॉट डू दिस.
इसके लिए जरूरत है सूफी और शेख की.
दैट्स व्हाई यू नीड अ सूफी और अ शेख फॉर दैट.
इसलिए हर मुसलमान को दावत में भी लगना पड़ता है, इल्म से भी जुड़ना पड़ता है, जिक्र के लाइन से भी जुड़ना पड़ता है.
दैट्स व्हाई ईच पर्सन शुड बी इन्वॉल्व इन द एफर्ट ऑफ दावा एंड शुड हैव कनेक्शन विद एन आलिम एंड आल्सो एट द सेम टाइम ही हैज टू वर्क ऑन हिज ऑन द जिक्र आल्सो.
अगर वो चाहता है कि उसका दीन कंप्लीट हो.
इफ ही वांट्स हिज दीन टू बी कंप्लीट.
और अगर वो नहीं चाहता तो अपनी मर्जी का मुख्तार है.
इफ पर्सन डज नॉट वांट टू हैव दैट कंप्लीट, देन ही कैन डू इट.
लेकिन वो ये चाहे कि इन तीनों के बगैर उसका दीन कामिल हो, ऐसा अल्लाह ताला की आदत के खिलाफ है. होता है अमूमन ऐसा.
So if a person thinks that he can have complete deen without having these three steps, it's not according to the way how Allah Ta'ala set up the system.
Allah ki qudrat mein to sab kuch hai.
Allah has everything in his power.
Magar unki aadat nahi hai.
This is not the habit of Allah.
Jaise Allah ki qudrat mein ye baat hai ki wo har ek ke ghar mein bacche tapka de shaadi ke bagair.
Allah can do from his power, Allah can give babies in every house.
Bagar shaadi ke.
Without any marriage.
Magar unki aadat nahi hai ye.
But that's not the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Unki aadat bacche dene ki shaadi ke baad hi hai.
Allah Ta'ala gives babies with marriage after marriage.
ऐसे ही अल्लाह ताला की आदत किसी इंसान के दीन में कामिल होने की बगैर मशायखीन के, बगैर उलमा के नहीं होती.
दैट्स व्हाई फॉर अ पर्सन टू हैव कंप्लीट दीन इन हिज लाइफ, इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल टू हैव दैट विदाउट हैविंग कनेक्शन विद मशायख एंड विद उलमा.
हज़रत थानवी रहमतुल्लाह ने लिखा है कि किसी आदमी का अगर किसी बुजुर्ग से ताल्लुक नहीं है तो आधे से ज्यादा दीन उसके पास नहीं है.
So Maulana Ashraf Tan Rahmatullah Alayhi to say that a person who has no connection with mashayikh, it is like he does not have half of deen in him.
अब अंदाजा लगाइए कि हमारे अंदर कितनी कमी पाई जाती है इस लाइन.
Now we should think that how much we lack.
वो मुफस्सिर थे, वो मुहद्दिस थे, वो फकीह थे, वो मुफ्ती थे, वो बुजुर्ग थे, औलिया अल्लाह में थे, उनको पता होता है हकीकत दीन का.
So this is Maulana Ashraf Ghani Rahmatullah. He was muhaddith, he was faqih, yani he had all the attributes Allah Subhanahu wa Taala had given him. He says this.
तो ऐसे ये लोग जानने वाले होते हैं कुरान और हदीस के.
These are the people who knows Quran and Hadith.
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों, हम ये चाहें कि हम दीन पर आ जाएं, तो जिन रास्तों से दीन आता है, उन रास्तों पे हमें चलना होगा.
If you want that deen should come into your life, then you should do those things by which the deen can come into your life.
बस हक ताला शानो मुझे और आपको सब को अमल की तौफीक अता फरमाए.
Amin. May Allah Subhanahu wa Taala give us the ability that we come and follow the Haq and the true path.
और अपने फजल से हमारे जाहिर और बातिन को ईमान के अनवारात से मामूर फरमा दे.
May Allah Subhanahu wa Taala from His mercy enlighten us internally and externally from His nur.
और हमारा जाहिर और बातिन अल्लाह तबारक व तआला के लिए पाक साफ हो जाए.
May Allah Taala clean and purify ourselves internally and externally for Him.
इसी वजह से तहारत जो है वो ईमान की बड़ी बुनियाद है.
That's why तहारत purity is big thing in Islam.
जाहिर से भी अल्लाह को ताहिर होना पसंद है, अंदर से भी अल्लाह को ताहिर.
That's why Allah Taala likes that externally you should be clean and internally you should be clean.
और अंदरूनी पाकी से मुराद रूहानी पाकी है.
And internal cleanliness means that you should have spirituality.
हाँ, यही ये तो बिल्कुल इत्तेदा है. इसके बाद ही तो असल चीज शुरू होती है, फिर और आगे.
This is just a beginning. The real thing starts after this.
हाँ, तो अभी इतना भी हमारे अंदर नहीं आया, तो हम कितना जल्दी इसमें जो इन्वॉल्व हो, उसकी जरूरत हमारे लिए है, हम अंदाजा कर सकते हैं.
So if for this to come into our life and how much we are in need of this, we have to come as soon as possible on this path.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
So alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept.
وعلينا ان نتقوى الله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على رسول الله.